Okay, my name's Liliana Rodriguez, LiliannaRodriguez. I am recording an interview with
Omar Gutierrez. It's OmarGutierrez.
From?
Houston, Texas.
And the date is September 9th, 2023. We are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. Okay, so we'll begin our interview with a simple question. What do tamales mean to you?
Well, it's like a family tradition. My grandmother, my mom, has been making them every Christmas, every Thanksgiving.
New Year.
They're special. I mean, it's like it brings the family together.
What special memories do you have that involve tamales?
Like I said, it's Thanksgiving, bringing the family together. You know, it's not only the turkey, the mashed potatoes, but the Hispanic tradition.
Can you talk more about any traditions about making or eating tamales with the family?
I've never really made them, but I've watched my my mom and my grandmother making the masa, spreading the thing on the corn husks, and then putting the meats and the pork or the chicken or the frijoles with queso, the rajas, and all that.
Did you always like tamales as a kid?
Yes.
Or is it something that you grew into
liking? No, I've always liked them. It's like one of my favorite foods, yeah.
So when do you eat tamales? You said like Thanksgiving, Christmas, but any other time of the year?
I eat it all year long, but my favorite is in Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Why would you eat it all year long? Like in what occasions?
Just because I like tamales. Just I like the masa flavor. Yeah.
Okay. And how do you eat the tamales?
I eat it with salsa or even before breakfast with some eggs or, yeah.
And you said you've never prepared them. You've only seen relatives.
I've only seen the relatives make them. I would like to learn. I mean, I was trying to see right now, but it's something I would like to learn or my daughters to learn how to make.
Could you tell me again who prepares the tamales then in your family?
My mother. And my dad helps out. Yeah.
What ingredients does your family use? And like, where do you purchase them?
Well, so like H-E-B or Kroger's or one of the...
And is it the traditional, like masa?
Masa, the carne.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What tools are used in your family to make the tamales?
Like spoons or knives and...
Okay. Hands?
Hands. Mostly hands, yeah.
Let's see, if you purchase tamales, like if you're not making them at home, do you have traditions about where you purchase tamales?
I really never like to buy them outside because my favorite are the ones that my mom's made and my grandmother.
And you mentioned that you eat tamales, you could eat them for breakfast, but is there like special plate like for Thanksgiving or Christmas, like what else goes along with the tamales in these meals?
Basically, I can eat them in any time of the day, you know.
How many tamales can you eat?
In one sitting, probably about 10. Yeah.
And what are your favorite kind of tamales?
Bean and cheese, pork. And we also sometimes they mix the pork with the deer meat, and it gives it a unique flavor, too.
A different flavor. Okay, yes. And then... To end, what's the most unusual tamal filling that you have seen, tried, or heard?
I did have a friend from Honduras, and they made a unique tamal where they put rice, beans, meat. They mix with different, but they call theirs the nacatamal, and it's a little bit larger than the Hispanic tamal. Yeah. And they wrap it, instead of corn husk, they use banana leaves.
The big green?
The big, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
They use that.
Did you try it?
Yes.
How was it?
It's a different flavor because we use a lot more of the chile. Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't trade it.
I wouldn't trade it. No, I wouldn't trade mine.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's it.